Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, remember the Secret Service counter sniper? Remember the Secret Service counter sniper turned whistleblower who wrote that email, sent it out to most of the Secret Service, warning of an assassination attempt that would be coming every 30 days on average if the top five leaders of the Secret Service were not removed. And he wrote one down because Kimberly Cheadle had just resigned. The next assassination in 30 days. We got more than 30 days before the election. We're up to two right now. And we're playing games. We're playing silly, silly games. Here's one of the games we're playing. This hasn't gotten a lot of attention. It's just such a busy news week, but we need to sit on this for a minute. This is Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe lying his rear end off, as he often does when Trump is almost killed, including under oath at a felony level. Why? Because he's lied to Congress. He's been caught lying to Congress a couple of times. He said funding wasn't denied. He said extra protection wasn't denied to Donald Trump under oath when he was specifically asked if he was asked for it. And we find out from more whistleblowers, actually, he was asked for it. He didn't put it in writing, but he told them no, do not ask for extra protection for it, specifically for the Butler rally. Do not ask for it in writing. There's a form for it. He lied to Congress. He's a felony level perjurer. He needs to be on trial himself, not running this agency. But here he is lying again yesterday to the media. Actually, it's 2 days ago now, and I want to play it for you and explain it because it's appalling. He's asked, hey, you know, that would-be assassin sat there for 12 hours outside that fence. His cell phone didn't move. Nobody encountered him. Ronald Rowe explains, well, here's why we didn't secure the perimeter. He calls it posting.
How many times did your agents go around the perimeter and scope out the golf course during the 12 hours that this guy was holed up in the shrubbery?
So this was an off-the-record movement. It wasn't a site that was on his scheduled. It wasn't part of his schedule. So there was no posting up of it because he wasn't supposed to have gone there in the first place.
Okay, that's called an impromptu movement. He's not wrong that is the policy of the Secret Service has been for a long time. Fox News had several former Secret Service, including Trump's own, on to explain. For instance, suppose the president decides to stop the car and he's going to run into a restaurant he sees on the side of the road and they run in, right? The theory is we didn't even know he was going to do this. There's no way a shooter could, so we are not going to take the time to secure the perimeter. And that's typical. That's been done with other people too, other people they protect. Okay? That's for a hotel, a restaurant on the side of the road where Trump's never been. But as Senator Josh Hawley explained,
I mean, Donald Trump plays golf frequently. He has been to this course frequently. It adjoins his residence. It's not as if they parachuted him in somewhere where they'd never been before. Clearly, the shooter, the would-be assassin, thought he might well be there, and he was able to camp out for 12 hours and have nobody come up to him. I have to tell you, Bill, this is a lot like Crooks, the other assassin back in Butler, who was able to get on that roof, able to take a line of sight and ultimately take shots, and nobody did anything until he started shooting the president. I mean, really, this is totally unacceptable.
This is Trump's home. You're hearing the Secret Service director lie to justify not securing Trump's home. This was not a classic impromptu event, not even close. And worse yet, that spot is a typical gathering spot for the media when they're covering and, you know, getting photos of Trump playing golf. It's pretty well known. Not secured at all for 12 hours. So what does this mean when Ron Rowe is not only out there lying, what he's basically saying is, we're not securing his home. Sorry. He's not a member in good standing of the Uniparty, and if he dies, oh well. That's where we are. That's why he's lying. Well, it was an impromptu event. At his home? At his home. What you're supposed to secure. In other words, what he's saying is, we're not going to secure it. We're not. We're not doing it. And again, Lindsey Graham out there demanding more funding, saying these agents are overworked. That excuses this and sets up the next one that we know is coming. Because a counter-sniper whistleblower within the Secret Service has told us this in writing. It's coming. As long as Ronald Rowe is the head of that agency and the four others are still there, this will happen every 30 days. And he was right. And it is a little longer than 30 days, but still. And for Lindsey Graham and some of these Republicans to pretend this is a funding issue lets them off the hook to have it happen again. For Lindsey Graham to go out there and excuse this, well, they're overworked. I'm sorry, they had a 27% raise 2 years ago and 8% raise this past year. 50% of them aren't even in the field. Joe Biden this morning should sign an executive order. If he wanted the Trump to live, but he doesn't, clearly, or he'd do it. Sign an executive order mandating, I'm going to take, you know, 1,500 agents, 2,000 agents off of whatever games they're playing, and I'm going to put them in the field. Training starts right now. Pull them. But Biden won't do that. He wants to play the funding game. Why? To keep Trump unprotected and give himself coverage. And Lindsey Graham is providing that coverage right now. They're overworked. We need more funding. More funding, oh no. Again, if assassins were getting close to members of the Uniparty in good standing, Bush, Kamala Harris, Cheney, all these people, Obama, I'd say, yeah, you know, we need to take a look at this. This is incompetence. That's not happening. This isn't incompetence. This is deliberate. It's deliberate. And when you have Democrat Senator Blumenthal all but saying that, not because he wants to, but because really damaging information is about to come out and he's preparing his sheeple for it. It's going to happen again. Lindsey Graham needs to stop providing cover. So does Mike Johnson. How hard is it for the Republican leaders to demand the resignation of Ronald Rowe? If nothing else, for lying to them under oath, demand the resignation of Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security. And how bizarre is it that you're not seeing them demand these resignations? Think about that. I mean, Tim Scott's on national TV praying for the country. Awesome. Love to see somebody pray. But then follow that up with, we need resignations. Folks, if Trump was the president and it was Democrats that were getting almost assassinated every 45 days, folks, they would have demanded the resignation a long time ago and be accusing Donald Trump of cold-blooded murder. And they'd be right. They'd be right. And at this point, if they didn't get the resignations, they'd be burning down buildings. You know they would. And Lindsey Graham wants to pretend this is a funding issue? A funding issue.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.